Tom Z. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Geraldine, G-E-R-A-L-D-I-N-E, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. Address is 3311 Bay Avenue, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-570-3671. Continued dictation on Geraldine, in parenthesis, Jerry, J-E-R-R-I, in parenthesis, A. Roberts, at her address, 3311 Bay Avenue, Chico, California, 95973. Phone is 530-570-3671. ID is XXXXX6222. Date of birth 3/1/1947. 75-year-old married woman. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Her pharmacy is Raley's East/Express Scripts. It's addressed to Dr. Daniel Eckens. Daniel A. Eckens, E-K-K-E-N-S, M-D, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509, phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of progressive lower extremity neuropathy. Comorbid medical problems, serious daytime fatigue, and some cognitive decline. Following a COVID virus infection, and then below that it just says comorbid medical problems, treated rheumatoid arthritis. Findings of coronary arteriosclerosis, chronic kidney disease, non-obstructive cholecystitis with cholelithiasis, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, GERD, left hip pain, previous depression, sigmoid diverticulosis, previous serious episodic low back pain, dash status post lumbar imaging, history of arthropathy, anxiety, essential hypertension, serious persistent fatigue. New paragraph, current medications, list these vertically. Thank you. Bupropion extended release, that is sustained release, 150 milligram tablets, 1 a.m. Diphenoxylate dash atropine 2.5 milligrams dash 0.025 milligram tablets, one tablet four times a day. Enbrel, SureClick 50 milligrams, subcutaneous injections once weekly. Fosamax 70 milligram tablets weekly. Gabapentin 300 milligrams, one tablet AM, two tablets PM, dash good result. Hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams, one tablet daily. LEFLUNOMIDE 20 milligrams tablets, one daily. Metoprolol 50 milligram tablets, extended release, 24 hours, one daily. Multiple vitamin, one daily. Omeprazole 40 milligrams, delayed release, one capsule daily. Prednisone 10 milligram tablets, one day orally, parenthesis previous, now discontinued. Sertraline 50 milligram tablets, one day orally. Dear Dr. Eckes, thank you for referring Jerry Roberts for neurological evaluation with her history of neuropathy. Subparagraph, she was seen today accompanied by her husband, who provided additional assistance and verbal support. New paragraph, as you may remember, Jerry has developed an initial sense of neuropathy that she describes as a coverage feeling on her feet and legs, beginning on the plantar aspect of both foot pads, ascending progressively and slowly over a period of several weeks. Subparagraph, she's noticed a change in the coloration of her skin distally below the calves on both sides, with an apparent decline in the thickness of her forelegs. New paragraph. In concert with this, she has developed a serious and impairing, debilitating fatigue, where she feels, quote, blah most of the time and has little energy to get up off the couch. New paragraph. Ambulation is frustrating because of the substantial fatigue that she feels with effort. New paragraph. As you may remember, she has been treated with for rheumatoid arthritis and is on a number of biologicals, which have provided a good benefit. Subparagraph, more importantly, she was given a burst of prednisone therapy at small doses, 10 milligrams, that by her report provided a substantial response with improvement in her fatigue, improvement and reduction in her fatigue, suggesting the possibility of adrenal insufficiency. New paragraph, her current medications would suggest risk factors for B12 deficiency as a consequence of the omeprazole. New paragraph, she also has comorbid gastrointestinal disease that might affect B12 absorption. New paragraph, her neurological examination, other than her weakness and sensory reduction distally in the lower extremities, is otherwise normal without tremor, agitation, stiffness, or serious ataxia. New paragraph. The imaging studies that have been completed, including chest CT 12-30-2021 at Open Systems Imaging, showed moderate peripheral honeycombing, left greater than right. No evidence of significant emphysematous changes or bulla. Biapical pleural parenchymal senescent scarring was identified. With a small scar in the focal anterior right middle lobe. No cardiovascular pericardial changes. Partial visualization of a peripheral calcified gallstone in the visualized portions of the upper abdominal organs were otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph, the findings of mild coronary calcification suggest testing for coronary calcium scores for atherosclerotic evaluation. New paragraph. Imaging studies from North Valley / Enloe are pending and are being requested, including her lumbar MRI from the serious episode of incapacitating back pain, which required invasive pain management through the emergency department at Enloe. New paragraph. She gave an additional history of having some eye pain and headaches with sun sensitivity, for which she is seeing Dr. Gilbert. New paragraph. Having had COVID, developing serious pulmonary insufficiency, requiring oxygen for a total of 6 days. She has not had pulmonary function follow-up, which will be scheduled with Dr. Verma. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain showed extensive ischemic white matter changes that appear somewhat atypical in size, and somewhat confluent, scattered throughout the corona radiata and subcortical white matter. No significant hippocampal atrophy was identified to suggest progressive dementia. There was a slight leftward deviation of the septum pellucidum, a congenital variation. Other findings included diffuse volume loss, slightly more so in the frontal and parietal lobes. New paragraph. She gives an additional history of cognitive impairment for which she will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires for further assessment in consideration of cerebral degeneration that may be of other varieties and possibly treatable medically. New paragraph. I reviewed all her findings in her clinical history today with Geraldine and her husband. New paragraph, we are scheduling her for lower extremity electrodiagnostic studies, and we'll consider EMG with her history of degenerative lumbar disease to exclude comorbid radiculopathy. New paragraph. Today, in considered new paragraph, neuroquantitative brain MR imaging will be accomplished for further determination of cerebral degeneration that would be contributing to cognitive dysfunction. New paragraph. Diagnostic laboratory studies for neuropathy will be requested and reviewed upon her return. New paragraph. I'm referring her to Dr. Verma's office for PFTs and exercise testing for hypoxemia. New paragraph. With a history of COVID and understanding COVID-related complications, she may also require in the future a cardiovascular evaluation. New paragraph. Today, I have given her a B12 injection as a clinical trial for possible B12 deficiency producing her chronic fatigue and neuropathy. Subparagraph, should she respond successfully, we will initiate B12 injection therapy on a weekly basis. New paragraph, if she's not responsive, then with the results of her laboratory testing, we will seriously consider reinitiating therapeutic corticosteroid replacement, which may be substantially beneficial if she has secondary adrenal insufficiency. New paragraph. Thank you for referring this pleasant, interesting woman. Signed respectfully with my professional signature.